KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, streaming online at mychasm.com.
It is 7 o'clock and it is 86 degrees outside, and it is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. This is where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Margrove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor, Waite Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation. Our Dick Putt Show brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services, Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service, Albany, Albany and Richmond, A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service. They bring us our Dick Putt Show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on KASM Radio. Joyce is recording our Dick Putt Show back at our studios in Albany tonight. That'll allow you to log on to our webpage beginning sometime tomorrow. Kirby will upload that for us, and we will get that onto our webpage. The sports tab, all you have to do is click that sports tab on the homepage, and you get a drop-down box that says Dick Putt Shows. And good way to listen if you're not able to catch it in its entirety tonight. Also, we are broadcasting on AM 1150, 105.5, HD2. We stream online at mychasm.com, and we also have an FM. It's a Chasm FM at 107.7 FM. All right, we're going to get into our scores and highlights tonight. We got a jam-packed show and, of course, some playoff baseball taking place, too. First, let's start with some exhibition action. On Thursday night, Raymond was at Regal taking on the Eagles, and Regal defeats Raymond 17-16. 17 runs, 17 hits, 5 errors for Regal, 16 runs, 15 hits, 5 errors for Raymond. Luke Knutson on the mound, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the third, Kai Schneider in the eighth, Brandon Waddell in the ninth. He'll get the win, and the catchers Derek Dingerud and Gabe Roman. For Raymond, John Swatsky starts, relieved by Isaac Call, and then Zach Nelson in the eighth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher Tyler Steen. Hitting highlights for Regal on Thursday night, Braden Skindelin, 4-for-6. He had a home run. That was a home run and 2 triples, 5 RBIs in the ball game for Skindelin. Kai Schneider was 2-for-4. Brandon Carlson, 2-for-3. Grant Paffrath, 2-for-3. Jordan Wozmik, 2-for-5 with a home run. And Bennett Schultz had a double. For Raymond, Isaac Call was 4-for-6 with a double and triple. Noah Kloss, 2-for-4. Brett Swanson was 3-for-6 with a double. And Eli Nelson had a double. So a final on Thursday night had Regal defeating Raymond 17-16. On Saturday night, the Sartell Muskies traveled to Hinckley, taking on the Hinckley Knights. And it was a Muskie victory. They had a rally for a victory 13-11. They trailed at 1 point 10-3 after 5 innings. Ethan Carlson picked up the win for the Muskies in relief of Brett Schlungen, the starter. And the save goes to Levi Lampert. Cody Parch had a home run for the Muskies and a double in the comeback victory. Andrew Dieters with 3 doubles. So final on Saturday night had the Sartell Muskies defeating the Hinckley Knights 13-11. Let's go over to the Sauk Valley League on Wednesday night. In the Sauk Valley League, the Sartell Muskies hosted the Becker Bandits. And this was a 7-inning victory for the Muskies, 12-0 over Becker. John Schumer threw a perfect game, a 7-inning perfect game. He struck out 2, threw only 52 pitches, and the offense led by Jake Griebel, who had three hits, home runs from Gavin Schulte, Levi Lampert, and a big night from Wes Johnson. Wes had a single, double, triple, and his final at-bat hit it off the fence in left field for a double, just missing going for the cycle. Cam Fisher, the losing pitcher for Becker, as the Muskies defeat Becker in seven innings on Wednesday night, 12-0. Becker was at Clear Lake on Saturday, and Becker defeated Clear Lake by a score of 13-10. 13 runs, 17 hits, 2 errors for Becker. 10 runs, 15 hits, 5 errors for Clear Lake. Kellen Granning picked up the win for Becker, relieved by Ethan Gook in the fourth, Ryan Grosskreutz in the fifth. And for Clear Lake, John Bruce starts taking the loss, relieved by Ben Brown in the sixth, Jordan Golombeki in the ninth, and Brew takes the loss again, the catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. Some hitting highlights for Becker on Saturday. Josh Grosskreutz, 2-for-6 with a triple. Kellen Granning was 2-for-4. Dalton Fouquet, 3-for-5. He had a 3-run homer in the first. Jackson Thorne was 3-for-4 with a double. Will Thorne, 2-for-6 with a double. And Ryan Grosskreutz, 2-for-5. For Clear Lake, Hayden Fossler, 2-for-4. Blake Brown was 3-for-4 with a triple. Jackson Phillip, 3-for-4 with a double. John Brew was 2-for-6. And Quentin Dukowitz, 2-for-5. A final on Saturday from Clear Lake. It was Becker 13, Clear Lake 10. And on Sunday, Clear Lake traveling over to Clearwater. This a 7-inning ball game as Clearwater defeats Clear Lake 13-3. 13 runs, 19 hits, 3 errors for Clearwater, 3 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Clear Lake. Andrew Neff starts on the mound, picks up the win today for Clearwater, relieved by William Kranz in the 7th, and the catcher, David Novak. For Clear Lake, Jackson Phillips starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jordan Golombeki in the 6th, and the catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. Hitting highlights for Clearwater, Jackson Kenning was 4-for-5 with a triple. William Kranz, 4-for-5 with a triple. And Preston Schlegel, 2-for-4. Brian McCullum, 2-for-4. And Jacob Carper was 3-for-5. For Clear Lake, Matt Cordy, 2-for-4. And Ben Brown was 2-for-3. A final from Clearwater today. Clearwater 13, Clear Lake 3 in 7 innings. All right, we're going to take a break here on our Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the Resorters League and the Victory League right after these messages.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout Central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Resorters League. Got a couple scores here. On Friday night, Sauk Center was at Urbank Parker's Prairie, and Urbank Parker's Prairie defeats Sauk Center in 7 innings, 20-5. 20 runs, 18 hits, 1 error for Urbank Parker's Prairie. 5 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for Sauk Center. Matt Furley starts on the mound for Urbank Parker's Prairie. He gets the win, relieved by Hunter Arnold in the fifth, Hunter Hagemiller in the seventh, and the catcher, David Revering. For Sauk Center, Jack Miller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Andrew Rusling in the third inning, and the catcher, Jake Haskamp. Hitting highlights for Urbank Parker's Prairie, Austin Hadley, 3-for-5. He had a two-run homer in the sixth. Mason Bozell was 2-for-5 with a double. For Sauk Center, Jake Haskamp, 2-for-4. Again, on Friday night, it was Urbank Parker's Prairie 20, Sauk Center 5. On Saturday, Kensington, they came to Sauk Center, taking on the Titans, and Kensington defeats Sauk Center 14-7. 14 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for Kensington, 7 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for Sauk Center. Lucas Springer starts on the mound, gets the win, relieved by Eric Elby in the 8th inning, and the catcher Kevin Jenks. For Sauk Center, Sean Higgins starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matthew Waring in the second, Jared Gessel in the sixth, and the catcher, Jake Haskamp. Hitting highlights for Kensington, Hunter Johnson, 3-for-6 with a double, Corbin Olson, 3-for-5 with a triple, Boone Branson was 2-for-6, he had a first-inning home run and a double, Kevin Jenks with 2 doubles, and John Botset and Lucas Springer each had doubles. For Sauk Center, Jake Haskamp, 3-for-4. He had a solo home run in the second inning, and Andrew Rusling with a double. So a final on Saturday had Kensington defeating Sauk Center 14-7. Over in the Victory League on Friday night, Buckman was at Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats Buckman by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Nisswa. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Buckman. On the mound for Nisswa, Ben Dornsilf starts, relieved by Keaton Lingenfelter in the 7th. He'll get the win in the catcher, Matt Kasperson. For Royalton, Matt Topkus starts, taking the loss, relieved by Reese Young in the 8th, and the catcher, Matt Cummett. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Friday night. Brett Jenkins, 3-for-4. He had a double. Nate Duchesne had a solo home run in the 8th inning, and Matt Kasperson and Drew Boland each with doubles. For Buckman, Noah Bozer, 2-for-3. Noah had a solo home run in the 1st. Andrew Ruckert had a solo home run in the 4th, as Nisswa defeats Buckman on Friday night, 6-2. On Sunday, St. Matthias at Freeport. This game actually played over at Avon because of the field conditions in Freeport. Freeport defeats St. Matthias today 1-0. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for the Black Sox. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error for St. Matthias. Mason Topkus on the mound, starts, gets the win, relieved by Andrew Kurzman in the 8th, Carter Neuenschwander in the 9th. He will get the save in this ball game, and the catcher, Ben Millard. Topkus started, struck out 12 hitters in 7 2/3 innings. For St. Matthias, Bryce Flanagan starts, takes the loss, his catcher, Colin Barnum. Hitting highlights for Freeport today, Ryan Liebrands, 2-for-4, Ben Millard, 2-for-4. Jake Bragelman scored the winning run in the 4th inning on an infield error. For St. Matthias today, Alex Guisberg was 2-for-4, and Bryce Flanagan had a single. So final today saw Freeport defeat St. Matthias 1-0. St. Stephen at Foley this afternoon, and Foley defeats St. Stephen by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Foley, 6 runs, 6 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. Josiah Peterson starts, picking up the win, relieved by Michael Mosloff in the 7th, Drew Beyer in the 8th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Ian Von Wald. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunzer starts, taking the loss. Relieved by Matthew in the 7th, Jack Greenland in the 8th, and the catcher, Colin Barnum. Hitting highlights for Foley today, Lane Olson, 3-for-5, Dan Murad, 2 doubles today, and Josiah Peterson with a double. For St. Stephen, Zach Bucher had a double. A final this afternoon from St. Stephen, Foley 7, St. Stephen 6. Actually, this was from Foley. Avon at Port Ripley today, and Port Ripley defeats Avon 14-3 in 7 innings. 14 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Port Ripley. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Avon. Jack Schaefer on the mound starts for Port Ripley, relieved by Tyler Gruney in the 6th. And the catcher, Wyatt Gabrielson. For Avon, Drew Leeser starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Pickleman in the 3rd, Reese Gregory in the 6th, and the catcher, Carter Holthaus. Hitting highlights for Port Ripley today, Mason Arger was 4-for-4. Bill Sather had a double. And for Avon, Elliot Burnett, Caleb Curry, Reese Gregory, Drew Leeser, Elliot Allen, Nick Merton, and Carter Holthaus all had singles. So final today saw Port Ripley defeat Avon 14-3 in 7 innings. St. Wendell at Piers taking on the Lakers, and the Piers Lakers defeat St. Wendell today 19-7. 19 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for the Piers Lakers, 7 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for St. Wendell. For the Lakers, Carter Petron starts, relieved by Ryan Chmielewski in the 3rd inning. He gets the win, and the catcher, Brady Petron. For St. Wendell, Aiden Mikulski starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Ethan in the 2nd, Rolando Ramos in the 3rd, Pete Schomer in the 5th, and the catcher, Logan Harn. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers today, Noah Sakala, 4-for-4 with 6 RBIs. He had a double and a grand slam home run in the 6th inning. Chase Becker had a solo home run in the 1st inning. Brady Petron, a 3-run homer in the 2nd inning. And Ryan Chmielewski had a solo home run in the 2nd inning. Preston Rochelow also had a double for the Piers Lakers today. For St. Wendell, Tanner Reese was 2-for-4. Brandon Dickman had a solo home run in the 4th, and Will Ethan with a double. Final today from Pierce. It was the Pierce Lakers 19, St. Wendell 7. And the Pierce Bulldogs were over at Opole this afternoon. Opole comes away with a slim 3-2 victory over the Pierce Bulldogs. 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Opole. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Bulldogs. Tate Lang starts in the mound, gets the win, relieved by Sam Butler in the 8th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Alex Lang. For the Pierce Bulldogs, Braden Hoverman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Cody Weiss in the 6th, and the catcher, Teddy Daler. Hitting highlights for Opole today, Luke Beniak, 2-for-4 with a double. He scored the game-winning run on a pass ball in the 8th inning. Mason Patrick was 2-for-3 today. Brody Hulls had a double. And for the Pierce Bulldogs, Cooper Grasshorn was 2-for-4 with Craig Lupertz getting a double. A final today from Opole. It was Opole 3, the Pierce Bulldogs 2. That will do it for Resorters League and Victory League highlights. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Central Valley League right after these messages.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
A career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation, right here in Minnesota, by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. 2 juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
All right, we're going to go over to the Central Valley League and the County Line League in this segment of the Dick Butch Show. In the Central Valley League on Friday night, Kimball was at Watkins, and Kimball defeats Watkins by a score of 10-6. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Kimball. 6 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Watkins. Ben Johnson on the mound will pick up the win for Kimball, relieved by Joe Hess in the 8th and the catcher Cade Marquardt. For Watkins, Carson Geislinger starts on the mound, relieved by Landon Nyman and Lee Dezingle. Geislinger will get the loss. The catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Friday night, Tommy Friesen, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. Cade Marquardt, 2-for-5. He had a 2-run homer in the first. Ben Johnson, 2-for-5. Matt Friesen, 2-for-5 with a double. Scott Marquardt had a 2-run home run in the 6th inning. Austin Rooley with a double and Joe Hess with a double for Kimball on Friday night. For Watkins, Kevin Kramer, 2-for-4. Dan Berg was 2-for-5, and Gavin Mathias had a double. Final on Friday night saw Kimball defeat Watkins 10-6. On Saturday in the Central Valley League, Eden Valley over at St. Augusta, and St. Augusta defeats Eden Valley 8-2. 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for St. Augusta. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. On the mound for St. Augusta, Truman Tongis will pick up the win. His catcher, Trey Tongis. And for Eden Valley, Jackson Geislinger starts taking the loss, relieved by Herman Solomon in the 6th and Jordan Abbott in the 8th, the catcher, Matt Unterberger. Hitting highlights for St. Augusta, Truman Tongis had a solo home run in the 1st inning, and Nate Green was 2-for-4. For Eden Valley, Serrano Yamani was 2-for-5, and Owen Neistat 2-for-4. Final on Saturday had St. Augusta defeating Eden Valley 8-2. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, St. Nick was hosting Luxembourg, and St. Nick defeats Luxembourg today 8-6. 8 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for the Knicks. 6 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Luxembourg. Andrew Bouch on the mound for St. Nick starts the ball game, relieved by Caden Roush in the 6th. Connor Lincoln in the 8th will get the win. Dylan Roush in the 9th with the save, and the catcher was Tanner Roush. For Luxembourg, J.T. Harn starts, relieved by Tyler Stang in the 5th. He'll get the loss. Jake Stahlberger in the 9th, and the catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today. Connor Lincoln, 2-for-5 with a double. Damian Lincoln was 4-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Dylan Roush, 2-for-5 today. Tanner Roush, 2-for-4. A big solo home run in the 8th inning. And Andres Stang was 2-for-2. For Luxembourg this afternoon, Jordan Pitka, 3-for-4 with a double. Ethan Pruth was 2-for-5. Josh Lanko, 2-for-4. Luke Karn had a triple. And Luke Schmidt, 2-for-4. Final today from St. Nick. St. Nick 8, Luxembourg 6. Watkins over in St. Augusta this afternoon, and a slugfest in St. Augusta as Watkins defeats St. Augusta 18-11. 18 runs, 18 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. 11 runs, 14 hits, and no errors for St. Augusta. Dustin Kramer on the mound today will pick up the win, relieved by Heath Kramer in the 7th, and the catcher was Braden Kramer. For St. Augusta, Paul Meyer starts, relieved by Ethan Lindholm in the 6th, Nate Green in the 7th, Meyer with the loss, and the catcher Trey Tongis. Some hitting highlights for Watkins today. Landon Nyman, 3-for-5. He had a home run and 5 RBIs. Jack Miley was 2-for-5. Lee Dezingle, 3-for-5 today. Bryce Nyman, 5-for-6. Caden Nyman was 2-for-6. Eli Hernandez with a double. And Miles Dezingle had a double for Watkins. For St. Augusta, Nate Green, 4-for-6. He had a home run. Aaron Pruth, 3-for-6 with a double. Zach Meyer, 3-for-5 with a home run. Sean Kenning, 2-for-2, and Paul Meyer with a double. A final today from St. Augusta had Watkins defeating St. Augusta 18-11. Eden Valley over at Kimball today, and Kimball defeats Eden Valley in 7 innings, 14-0. 14 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Kimball, no runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Eden Valley. Clay Faber on the mound starts the ball game for Kimball, relieved by Zach Dingman in the 5th. He'll get the win. Matt Dingman in the 7th. And the catchers were Shugs Hannon and Danelke. For Eden Valley, Austin Schlungen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gabe Schmidt in the 3rd, Riley Geislinger in the 6th, and the catcher was Carter Sheeler. Hitting highlights for Kimball today: Matt Friesen, 2-for-3, Ben Johnson, 3-for-4, Ben had 2 doubles, Joe Hess was 2-for-4 with a double, and Brooks Marquardt, 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs. For Eden Valley, Riley Geislinger and Eddie Estrada were each 1-for-1. A final today from Kimball at Kimball defeating Eden Valley 14-0. All right, we're going to go over to the County Line League. And in the County Line League, they started their playoffs this weekend on Friday night in the County Line League. New London Spicer over at Regal, and Regal defeated New London Spicer 13-7. 13 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors for Regal. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for New London Spicer. On the mound for Regal, Grant Paffrath starts, relieved by Braden Skindelin in the 6th. Paffrath the victory, and the catcher was Derek Dizal. For New London Spicer, Hunter Magnuson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Sam Ederman in the 3rd, Ben Kulseth in the 6th, and the catcher Sam Ederman. Some hitting highlights for Regal: Braden Skindelin, 4-for-6. Luke Knutson, 2-for-4. Bennett Schultz, 2-for-3. He had a 2-run homer in the 5th. Nathan Meyer was 3-for-5. Kai Schneider, 2-for-3. 2 home runs, a 3-run homer in the 3rd, a 2-run homer in the 7th for Schneider. Josh Beyer, 2-for-2, and Grant Paffrath was 2-for-4. For New London Spicer on Friday night, Jordan Ellingson, 3-for-6 with a double. Mike Danielson, 2-for-3. Sam Ederman was 2-for-5. Rylan Schimmick, 2-for-5. And Jake Rambo with a double. A final on Friday night had Regal defeating New London Spicer 13-7. Had my Chasm game of the week over in Painesville yesterday afternoon, as Painesville taking on Atwater. Painesville defeated Atwater 3-0. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Pirates. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Atwater. Sam Orline starts on the mound for Painesville, relieved by Spencer Eisenbron in the 8th. Orline the win, Eisenbron the save, and the catcher was Eric Paulson. For Atwater, Jack Peterson starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Carson McCain in the 8th, and the catcher Brody Stroman. Hitting highlights for Painesville: Grayson Fuchs, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles, and David Kingery was 2-for-4 for Atwater. A final on Saturday at Painesville defeating Atwater 3-0. On Sunday, both Regal and Painesville with their victories took on the top seeds. Regal taking on Starbuck today at Starbuck, and this one goes 10 innings with Starbuck defeating Regal 1-0. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for Starbuck. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Regal. Austin Burstegg on the mound will go the distance, picking up the win. Pitches 10 innings, strikes out 15. His catcher, P.J. Johnson. For Regal, Shane Rademacher starts on the mound, relieved by Gabe Roman in the 6th. He'll take the loss. The catcher, Derek Dengerud. Hitting highlights for Starbuck today: Darian Alexander, 3-for-4 with the double, and Matt Gruber had the game-winning single in the bottom of the 10th inning to win it for Starbuck today. For Regal, Shane Rademacher had a double. A final this afternoon from Starbuck in 10 innings: Starbuck 1, Regal nothing. And Painesville taking on the top seed in Norway Lake Sundberg. And Painesville pulls off the upset, beating Norway Lake Sundberg today 6-1. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Painesville. 1 run, 11 hits, 4 errors for Starbuck. Bennett Evans goes the distance for Painesville today, picking up the win. His catcher, Eric Paulson. For Starbuck, Jared Cortez starts taking the loss, relieved by Weston Jurdy in the 6th, and the catcher was Jared Hengem. Hitting highlights for Painesville today. Reed Johnson, 3-for-5 with a double. Grayson Fuchs, 3-for-6. He had a double. He also had a solo home run in the 9th inning. Sam Orline with a double and Rick Hendrickson with a double for the Pirates. For Starbuck today, Jared Cortez, 3-for-5. Justin Johnson, 2-for-4. And Travis Englick was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Norway Lake Sundberg. It was Painesville 6. Norway Lake Sundberg 1. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. And when we come back, we'll go over to the Stearns County League, take a look at their scores and highlights right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Dairyland Supply and Sauk Center has been your go-to farm equipment dealership since 1974. Over the 51 years in business, we have seen a lot of different manufacturers of solid manure spreaders. We at Dairyland Supply feel that we have done our homework in being able to find the best brand of manure spreaders on the market. With our extensive line of brands like Artex, Kunite, and Hagedorn, you can be confident in the equipment that you are buying. We also have the equipment and parts on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home the smart way. Call us today or visit us at gilkplumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. We're going to go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Friday night in the Stearns County League, had a bunch of games going on. Meyer Grove at El Rosa on Friday night. El Rosa defeats Meyer Grove 18-0 in seven innings. 18 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for El Rosa. No runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for Meyer Grove. Riley Meyer will go the distance, picking up the victory for El Rosa. His catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Meyer Grove, Carson Tyler starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Nathie in the first, Isaac Weekman in the third, Joe Schwinghammer in the fifth, and the catcher was Josh Omscheid. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night, Ethan Meyer, 2-for-3 with a double. Luke Dingman had a double. And for Meyer Grove, Josh Omscheid, 2-for-3. A final on Friday night in seven innings, El Rosa 18 and Meyer Grove nothing. Lake Henry over in Farming on Friday night, and Lake Henry defeats Farming by a score of 6-1. 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors for Farming. Carter Wessel on the mound will pick up the win for Lake Henry, relieved by Grant Ludwig in the 6th, and the catcher Matthew Leeser. For Farming, Cameron Miller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bennett Hilla in the 6th, Owen Sunderman in the 7th, and the catcher Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry Friday night, Trent Wentland, 2-for-5. Matthew Leeser had a double, and Grant Ludwig, 2-for-3. Grant had a home run in the 8th inning. For Farming, Bennett Hilla was 2-for-2 with a home run in the 7th inning, and Isaac Nett was 2-for-4. A final on Friday night had Lake Henry defeating Farming 6-1. Spring Hill over in St. Martin on Friday night, and St. Martin defeats Spring Hill by a score of 5-3. 5 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Martins. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. Scott Leeser starts on the mound for the Martins, relieved by Brian Schlungen in the 4th. Jalen Arsenault in the 7th. He'll get the win. Brady Goebel in the 8th with the save, and the catcher was Kurt Schlungen. For Spring Hill, Eric Schoenberg starts, relieved by Anthony Reverman in the 2nd, Ben Welly in the 3rd, Austin Schoenberg in the 5th, Regan Nelson in the 6th, Carter Cheetah in the 7th will get the loss, Rowan Nelson in the 7th, and Dylan Gertkin in the 8th. The catcher was Daniel Spanier. Hitting highlights for St. Martin, Brian Schlungen, 1-for-3 with a double, and for Spring Hill, Sam Reeland, 1-for-1 with a double. A final on Friday night had St. Martin defeating Spring Hill 5-3. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Greenwald at New Munich, and New Munich defeats Greenwald today 10-1. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for New Munich. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for Greenwald. Ty Reller on the mound for New Munich today starts, relieved by Brandon Holm in the 4th. He'll get the win. Caden Sand in the 6th, Will Funk in the 8th, and the catcher was Logan Funk. For Greenwald, Tyler Engelmeyer starts, relieved by Max Waylogge in the 4th. He'll take the loss. Ethan Edel in the 7th, Aiden Hupfer in the 8th, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for New Munich today, Brandon Holm, 2-for-2. Kyle Holm, 2-for-2 with a double. Carter Schiffler had a 2-run homer in the 6th inning. Owen Funk with a double, and Logan Funk with a double for New Munich. For Greenwald, Sam Freeler had a triple, and Isaac Rosenberger with a double. So a final today from New Munich, New Munich 10, Greenwald 1. Richmond over in Roscoe this afternoon, and Roscoe defeats Richmond by a score of 9-7. 9 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. 7 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. Josiah Utsch starts on the mound for Roscoe, relieved by Brandon Schleiper in the 2nd. He'll get the win. Braden Vanderbeek in the 8th inning with the save, and the catchers were Braden Vanderbeek and Nicholas Utsch. For Richmond, Jack Bowe starts, relieved by Grady Notch in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Talon Bragelman in the 7th and Tyler Prom in the 8th. The catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Roscoe today, Max Ottman, 1-for-2 with a double. Bryce Vanderbeek was 2-for-3 with a triple. Russell Leindecker had a double. For Richmond, Justin Schrader, 2-for-5 with a double. Grady Notch with a double today, and Caleb Maddox was 3-for-4. A final this afternoon from Roscoe. Roscoe 9, Richmond 7. That's going to do it for our scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putt Show. We'll take one more break, and we come back. We'll look at some playoff games and some regular season games all going on yet right after these messages.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
County Fair time is right around the corner. If you are hoping for that blue ribbon, Dale at Luxembourg Feed can help you achieve your goals with high-quality, non-GMO, and conventional feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed also has grass seed, deer plot, and pasture mixes and fertilizers on hand. They offer soil sample testing and analyzing so you aren't spending money on what you don't need. Luxembourg Feed is located at 21967 State Highway 15 in Luxembourg, or give them a call at 320-252-1513 for all your feed and seed needs. Luxembourg Feed is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, Saturday 8 to noon. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. All righty, what do we got going on for playoffs? Well, in the County Line League, who started their playoffs already this weekend, looks like there's going to be a loser's bracket play. That will happen on Sunday of next week, Atwater at Regal and Spicer at Sunburg. Times to be announced are determined there just based on umpires that are available. And also a winner's bracket game between Painesville and Starbuck. That'll happen next weekend as well. Again, day and time to be determined over in the County Line League there as to exactly the day and time those ball games are going to be played. Over in the Stearns County League, they're going to start their playoffs next weekend. And Stearns County League, looks like the higher seeds get a home game for the first games. And so in the Stearns County League North, it'll be Spring Hill at home against Greenwald. That'll be 11 o'clock on Saturday. And El Rosa will be at home at 2 o'clock against New Munich on Saturday. And then on Saturday, over in the Stearns County South, Richmond will take on Farming at Richmond at 11 o'clock, and Roscoe will host Lake Henry at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then Sunday at El Rosa and Lake Henry, the winners will play at noon with elimination games at 2:30, so at those two sites next weekend in El Rosa and Lake Henry. That's on Sunday. So our Chasm Game of the Week, we're planning to go over to Spring Hill on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, we'll get that Spring Hill and Greenwald game right here on KASM. That's our next Chasm Game of the Week. Spring Hill hosting Greenwald at 11 o'clock next Saturday. That's our Chasm Game of the Week. All right, other playoffs. What's going on over in 6B, St. Martin will host the Cold Spring Rockies Friday night, July 18th at 8 o'clock in the first round of District B, 6B playoffs. Kimball's going to host Watkins. We're looking at Saturday, more than likely. Time, we're thinking 2 o'clock. Not completely sure on that, but Kimball will host Watkins next weekend in the 6B playoffs. And then the winners of those two ball games and the losers of those two ball games will be playing over in St. Martin on Sunday, July 20th at 11 o'clock and 1:30. So winners and losers playing next Sunday in St. Martin at 11 and 1:30. Central Valley League, they still have some games left next weekend. Looks like Kimball will travel to Luxembourg next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Kimball at Luxembourg on the schedule here. The Central Valley League, I have scheduled next weekend will be Eden Valley. Eden Valley will be at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. So ball games there, and there might be a couple extra makeups over in that Central Valley League too with all the rain we've had this summer. But yeah, we're getting into playoffs, and again, times to be determined in a lot of cases, just due to the availability of umpiring crews for these playoff games. They like to have two umpires at every one of those games. Our next Chasm Game of the Week, 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Spring Hill, Greenwald at Spring Hill. That'll be here on KASM. That's going to do it. Another Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. I want to thank Joyce back at our studios in Albany for manning the controls. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show.